Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to r/entitledparents, where this crazy entitled mum sadly manipulates her autistic son for years. Mother emotionally and intellectually manipulates son for years, turns psychotic when she realizes that her throwing the kid out after an argument dooms the entire rest of the family. Hi, I'm Kerr. I am the 27-year-old lad of this story. I'm considered a high-functioning autistic individual, officially disabled by government standards. My mother, for a long time, but especially these past 4 years, has been taking in and managing my checks from the government to keep the household afloat, making use of everything but $100 of it, which often got absorbed in moments of crisis as well, since I didn't spend much. And while doing so, was sowing seeds of doubt and fear into my mind about ever learning to live on my own, stating that I was very far from ever reaching that. I myself didn't really try to struggle or push my way out, even when I turned 18. She offered to sign me up as a dependent, but I thankfully declined. I decided for the good of the family to keep working with them. That changed about 4 years ago. 4 years ago, my developmentally held back brain decided to say, "Oh, now it's time to teenager." And I suddenly craved independence, looking every which way for a way to flee gracefully. Every time though, there was some unfortunate situation or action that meant that if I left with my two incomes, my mother became my PSW, my carer, which in of its own has its own irony later on, the family would fall apart and I'd be dooming all the animals, some of which were never listed on our lease at the time and were hidden every inspection. Now, what happens when you cage a teenager that so desperately wants to be their own thing? They get rebellious. 3 years ago, I got a therapist through my state insurance program, and after venting all the hoops my mum was making me jump through, and all the work that was piled on me due to mother's bum knee, and the stupid high expectations of me that would always end up creating screaming matches to her over those 3 years, she finally said to me, as of roughly a week ago from this post, "That literally sounds like an abuse case." I initially dismissed that and said, "I'll keep it in mind," as we ended our therapy call that day. Only to then immediately after get chewed out for jumping on a request my mum made earlier in the day, as she'd requested research for something that would make another lengthy story. But regardless, she basically chewed me out for hounding her in an ill mental state due to the current situation, despite telling me 5 minutes prior to do the research for her. That's when I went back to my room and texted my therapist to start filling out the paperwork. One day later, mum and I get into another spat, this time about the dishes, which were my daily chore. Sure, it was assigned to me, but my drive to do stuff for her was dead by that point, when my effort could be shot down on a whim, even though it was ordered. The argument is hazy in my head for many a reason, but the main one is, mum went feral the moment I snarked like a teen would. She slammed her way into my room to start grabbing stuff and hucking it on the lawn, screaming for me to get out, breaking one of my monitors in the process. Dad stepped in and told her that since I was over 18 and on the lease, that I was legally given 30 days notice, which is when she stopped, turned to me and said, "Well then, I'm gonna make those next 30 days hell for you," and walk to her room. Dad let me get the few things she did chuck on the lawn back inside at that point, and I sat down at my chair. Then it dawned on me. She played herself. For years, she said that if I went away, she would have to get rid of everything. And I mean, everything. It was all propped up by my SSI and the income that she got, being my personal support worker. Well, now she'd given me and the government valid reason with her behaviour alone that even if she rescinded the 30-day notice, that we couldn't keep our home anyways. It was refreshing. In that moment, I felt courage well up in my chest. She couldn't manipulate me anymore. She fell into what she'd made of her life and was blind to my connections that I made for years outside of the family, constantly slamming them for being liberals. I took that renewed energy to reach out to those friends, those found families, my lovers, and even my grandparents. I looked through my cards and emails and found my disability's care worker's info and told them of the situation and burnt the midnight oil chasing my new life while my mum literally pounded the adjacent wall between my bedroom and her bathroom, screaming like a banshee about not hearing me pack fast enough. To keep this from going on for ages, I'm going to be brief on the next few stages to now. Grandparents saw this explosion brewing for years. They opened their arms and they let me take my belongings and my bearded dragon pancake in while mother was away on psychiatric care. With my caseworker's help, I got my SSDI under control. I got guidance on what steps to take next, and they're doing research for intermediary places after my grandparents. Me and my boyfriend are looking into joining together and living somewhere in Washington, with my found family chipping in as well. As of today, I'm officially disowned from my family. My mother has not only disowned my grandparents, but also forced dad to as well. I tried to contact them to drop me off the phone plan so I can keep my phone number, and all I got was the statement of disownment and that further contact will lead to a restraining order. I got a special state-related order to have their firearms reclaimed since mother is a psychopath, and have my grandparents locking their doors now out of fear. I'm waiting for my case manager to get back to me to have my documents extracted from their residence. And basically, all I gotta do is play the waiting game, watching my parents burn because mum pushed all their connections away. Even my brother, who's stoic as all hell, and he showed that he was ready to fly too. So the main thing to take away from this is, learn to value yourself and judge the words of those even closest to you, for you never know if you're just a pay pig to your own mother. And there we go, just when you thought that being autistic was probably hard enough, oh wait, my entitled mum is stealing all of my money as well. Really, is that the level that we've got to on this subreddit? Mental. All I will say to OP is take pleasure in the fact that you now know that your mum is completely screwed without you. You've done this. You're more competent, I would say, than she is. And maybe, well, definitely more competent than she's made you think you are. I reckon that you'll be absolutely fine on your ones. And at least now, yeah, it's a shame you didn't move earlier, but at least now you're in the process of doing it. You're filling out the paperwork. You're on your way to full freedom from this absolute witch who, let's be completely frank, was stealing from an autistic child. That is mental. Can I also say, by the way, it's elite that you have another family, like you have other people in your life that can fill, I was gonna say fill the void. There is no void. Like your mum not being there is not leaving anything, you know, wanting. You just wanna get rid of her. All I'm saying is, it's good that you have that support network. That same support network that your mother could never provide for you. Thank goodness that she's gone. I'm puppet mastering my in-laws, the entitled parents of this story, for the greater good of my sister-in-law's child. And it's glorious. My husband and I are estranged from my in-laws. They're all grossly entitled narcissists in various forms. My mother-in-law and sister-in-law are two of the most narcissistic, entitled people I've ever been around. Their only goal in life is one, control, and two, criticism. They don't care about anyone. They don't listen to anyone. If they decide you're XYZ, then by God, you're XYZ. Irregardless if it has to do anything with reality. After years and years of hating them, trying to plot the perfect way to shame them publicly, and generally wishing them physical harm, I've realized from thousands of YouTube videos, you can never punish them because they don't care and they don't listen. But I finally found a way to use their evil for good, and it's been glorious. Entitled narcissist people do not like anyone showing them up. It just so happens that my sister-in-law's child, my niece, nephew, needs help in this economy. Unlike my mother-in-law and sister-in-law, I feel the older generation has an obligation to help the younger generation. My sister-in-law's child has many children. My sister-in-law stole her child's home and got it foreclosed on with fake documents, on top of physical and verbal abuse towards her child. They are really god-awful people. After years and years of watching various Here's How Narcissists Work on YouTube, I've realized you can never get even with these people. You can't punish them. Go back to the 2 points above. They don't care and they don't listen. Entitled people don't like to lose. They're so entitled, they will shoot themselves in the foot to be the winner. For the past 2 years, I've figured out a solution to force them to behave and compete. I first told my sister-in-law's child and my significant other that they hold all the cards as they have the children. No more miserable holidays at my mother-in-law's and sister-in-law's house. My mother-in-law and sister-in-law now have to go to my sister-in-law's child's house now. And like the entitled people they are, they will not miss Hallmark Christmas, TM. They are also not in control of that house, and my sister-in-law's child is amused, watching them being polite for a change. I've gifted my sister-in-law's child money to make rent, major appliances, and I do a monthly Sam's order for basics and a $50 tip for whatever else they'd like. I do this because I love my niece-nephew and their family. My bonus is screwing with my mother-in-law and sister-in-law, and both have stepped up to the plate. I bought my sister-in-law's child a banging expensive Bluetooth appliance set. My mother-in-law and sister-in-law went out and then bought a matching set for their house, and then gifted my sister-in-law's child a refrigerator. Christmas was coming, and in anticipation of my gift, they gifted my sister-in-law's child a very nice stove too. So, my sister-in-law stole her child's house. She's committed many bad acts against her child. Her mother was involved every step of the way, screwing over her grandchild. But now I make sure that my niece-nephew is taken care of in this economy. My mother-in-law and sister-in-law do not like that because it makes them look bad. But I love making them look bad because my niece-nephew wins every time, as I'm not allowed to look better than them. Now this is just genius. It is absolutely brilliant because you know this exact sort of person. There must be one in your life right now.
Me?
Yes, you. Someone that just has to compete on everything. Oh, you're getting my child or any child an amazing Lego set that costs $150? Well, I'm going to get them one that costs $250. Just because that is how narcissists are. We all know one. It's pretty sad. But as we've seen in this story, if you can manipulate them and just plug in to their insecurities as someone that has to be the best, then you can get great results for said child. I mean, what's better than 150 Lego set on its own, 150 Lego set and a $250 Lego set? Brilliant scenes. Well done, OP, for being sensible about this. You could have gone about this in the wrong way and said, why have you always got to be the best? Why have you got to do these things? But no, ultimately, you've completely, as you said in the title, puppet mastered the entire thing and got great results for your niece nephew.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Entitled Mum wanted my baby to trap her boyfriend. I've been sitting on this one for a while, and it was the tipping point that led to me going no contact with my entitled mum. A few years ago, after dropping out of college and having to move back in with my entitled mum, financial reasons stemming from my mother, I found out I was pregnant. 5 months pregnant, 19 and single. Scary, right? So I went to my mother and told her because I didn't really know what else to do. The first thing out of her mouth, verbatim, was, "Oh, this is perfect. Can I have it?" Obviously, I thought I heard her wrong or that she was just screwing with me because what? But no, I'd heard her perfectly. She went on about how she thought her new boyfriend was going to break up with her and that since he was a widow, his wife and child had died in childbirth, he wouldn't leave her if she got pregnant. On the spot, she pitched this elaborately stupid plan of us hiding my pregnancy and then passing my baby off as her own, as if we didn't live in the same city as all our family. Basically, I told her she was crazy, and we went back and forth for a bit before she threw a full-blown tantrum, screaming about how ungrateful I was and why couldn't I just do this one thing for me? And she stormed off and locked herself in her room, where she promptly went on her phone and aired out my entire situation on Facebook. Well, within the hour, both sides of my family knew. My father, equally an entitled jerk but separated from my mother, showed up with his girlfriend at my door and informed me that they'd already set up an appointment for the following week with a local adoption agency, and that they knew I'd do the right thing, which I did by packing my stuff and couch hopping with friends for a bit until I got on my feet. This honestly wasn't the worst thing my entitled mum has ever done to me, but it was definitely the turning point to realizing I didn't want or trust her around myself or my child. Anyway, I haven't really talked to or seen either of my parents since, and now I have a charming 3-year-old boy and a lovely fiance, so life is much better. That is amazing to hear. Right, okay, fine. Is this the most stupid one so far? Oh, this is perfect. Can I have your baby? How about no, but for $1 million, yes? Now, that didn't actually come into part of this story, but my question to you, OP, is for $1 million, would you have sold your baby? That has got to be tempting. I know I'd be tempted. In all seriousness, this is a weird story. I don't really know what your mum was actually thinking of this entire time. Do they want you to give your baby up so they could adopt it? I don't really understand what's going on. Like, both your parents are just mental. And overall, it's just great that you got out of there. As you can tell, I'm still quite confused. This honestly wasn't the worst thing my entitled mum has ever done to me. Right, so what's she done then? Apart from trying to steal your baby. Things are worse than that? I don't even want to know. I'm joking, I do. Make another post, please, OP. Let's carry on. Leaving a 2- and 4-year-old with a random woman, me, and her toddler. So, this just happened, and I'm so angry. This week has been rough. My toddler is going through some rebellious phase. My husband was away all week with our car, and my mother-in-law, who babysits for us, is on vacation. I am a work-from-home mum, and there were some emergencies at work. Let's just say that I am exhausted. So today, I took my daughter outside for a long walk with the stroller and decided to grab lunch at a local food court. As I get our things, she's being really fussy, but I managed to calm her down. A dad with 2 small kids sits next to us and places his kids on high chairs. Almost barstool heights. Not children's high chairs, but regular adult ones, without straps or even a back. He strikes up a short conversation with me, as our daughters are similar ages, and then when I'm trying to feed my kid, I hear him say, "So guys, you look after each other and the bags, the nice ladies here, I'll go grab a coffee." And before I say anything, he's gone. I was surprised, like very surprised, but alright, I can understand a fellow parent being tired and needing a coffee. I bet he'll be back in a minute, right? Nope. 15 minutes later, my meal is completely untouched as I try to keep my toddler sitting while persuading 2 kids that I've never seen before to not jump down from their bar stools. The older one was nice and wanted to chat, but also tried to jump down and go and look for his father multiple times. The younger one is just a toddler herself and is afraid of the height. So every time I turn around to my daughter, she goes to jump down on the hard floor. I'm losing it. This is not what I need today. Another 15 minutes later, so half an hour in total, the dad finally comes back with a Starbucks cup. The Starbucks is not even in the food court, it's on the other side of the mall. He goes, "Sorry guys, there was a queue," and doesn't even look at me. I feel myself ready to say something nasty, so I just grab my completely cold food, wave bye-bye to the kids, and leave with my daughter. What the frick? Who does that? What would he do if I just up and left? If my child started screaming and I just had to leave? The place was crowded. He'd never find his kids, who were nice enough to tell me they were 2 and 4 years old. I feel like a gullible idiot for just caring for that idiot's kids, but I couldn't live with myself if something happened to them. None of that was their fault. Thank you so much for reading my rant. My daughter just fell asleep and I needed to get this out. Oh no, and there we go. Saving the most stupid post to last. Something that I don't even plan on doing, but it seems to happen quite a lot these days. You left a 2- and 4-year-old alone for half an hour in a shopping mall. Like, I'm sorry. It's a weird thing to say, but at that point they deserved to be kidnapped. Not the children, they don't deserve that. They're obviously nice people and grow up to be phenomenal humans that contribute to society very well, I am sure. What I mean by that is this dad does not deserve to have children. Like, this is not a carer, this is not a guardian, this is not a parent. This is an absolute imbecile. Yeah, fair enough, maybe he's addicted to Starbucks, and I don't want to blame Starbucks for this, but I kind of do. Is Starbucks the reason why a lot of children right now are being abducted? Comment down below. That is the thought that I'm going to leave you on today. And there we go. Possibly the weirdest last sentence of any episode of Reddit content you'll ever see. But that is what you get with me. Simple as that. Have I had a coffee? Yes, is the answer. Has that influenced my decision-making skills over the years? Also, probably yes. And I am completely waffling right now. But there we go. What an outro this has been. If you want more waffling right away, check out the video that I've posted down below in the description on whatever platform you're on. If you're on YouTube, wow. Lucky you, it's also on screen. If you're new to my channel, hit the subscribe button, hit the follow button, hit the like button, hit the dislike button, hit the unsubscribe button, then re-like the video and re-subscribe. Just keep doing it, it's good fun. Make that button great, then red again. It's an amazing thing to do. Let's stop now, because this is getting weird. Good night, sweet prince. That was so weird. That was the beauty of coffee.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.